Clouds and 48.
8:01, no Slade music to start the hour. 8:14 at AM 930.
As we say happy birthday to lead guitarist Dave Hill.
Mitchell, three, bang! Donovan Mitchell may have delivered the dagger with a three ball with 2:10 to go. The Cavs up 11, and Mitchell with another 40-point game.
Another big win. That was over the Pacers on Sunday. And, of course, here's what Mitchell said after the game.
I could sense, you know, a little bit of fatigue through guys, you know, and part of being a young group and not really being in the playoffs, understanding that some nights there's really no room to be tired, even if you are. And, you know, that's nothing against everybody, you know, and I was tired. We're all tired. But at the end of the day, just trying to find, be a spark.
And that's what he's been for all season since he's joined the Cavaliers. Time to talk Cavs basketball. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. And who knows more about the Cavs than the play-by-play announcer, Tim Alcorn. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. I'll tell you what, Donovan has been more than a spark. He's been a flame.
Right. He ignites himself and explodes all over throughout the game. Absolutely. But and it's that playoff atmosphere that's going to be coming upon us, and he's had that experience, and I think it's going to rub off on the young players for sure.
No doubt. By the way, Bruce, before I answer in depth, I'm hearing myself back in my
earphones. There we
so
go.
It's a little distracting.
Sorry
there
about that.
But no, I know what button you have to push, too. But no, you're right. This is a team that's now getting primed for that postseason. A magic number of 1 to clinch home court in the first round. So it's not a lock yet, but either 1 Cavs win or 1 Knick loss in these final 3 games will clinch home court. But for these young guys, as Donovan said, that really haven't been through that, that you have to fight your way through fatigue, and you have to fight your way through not just physical fatigue, but that mental part of wearing down. You've got to fight through that, and that's all part of getting ready for postseason basketball.
Wow. And how about these 40-point games that Donovan Mitchell has been putting out there? I mean, that was more than anticipated, I think, than when we got him.
Oh, my goodness. It's just extraordinary when you think about it. First time ever in Cavs history that that has happened. And think about some of the great scorers with LeBron and Kyrie, Mike Mitchell going back to the days. I mean, they've had great scorers. So when you think about 3 straight 40-point games, it's just extraordinary. And it's Donovan realizing we need a bucket right now. We need points at this point in the ball game. And as JB has said, those aren't shots where he's just coming down, jacking it up. Hey, I want to get mine tonight. They are needed points. They are points where the Cavaliers need that bucket, need to stem the tide if the other team's on a run, or extend a lead if the Cavaliers are trying to put some space between themselves and the opponent. So Donovan, knowing the game, knowing the moment, those aren't wasted shots. They aren't wasted points. They're needed points.
Tim, do you think we'll see the regulars in the lineup from here on out only because they've, got a week before the playoffs would actually start?
That's an interesting question, Craig. We were talking about that last night at dinner. I think you'll see the Cavs play their regulars, per se, tonight. And if they clinch tonight, now JB does have an interesting scenario on his hands with the game Thursday in Orlando, with the finale on Sunday against Charlotte. They can't move up, they can't catch Philly, and they can't go down. They would clinch that 4 spot. So I don't know the answer to that. I guarantee you if the Cavaliers win tonight and clinch that home court, it'll be one of the first questions that JB has asked during his post-game press conference if they win tonight. But I think tonight they'll go full bore. They want to clinch this thing. They want to get home court locked up.
What do you think, looking ahead to the finale of the season, what do you think it'll be like at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse against Charlotte come Sunday? just as sort of what that means, that game, as far as what's next, how the fans who are going to be there can sort of show their appreciation, whether they, you know, win that game or not?
I'll tell you what, Bruce, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse this year has been a special place for the Cavaliers. I want to say they're 31-9 at home with one more home game, and I think it'll be rocking. I think the fans want to show their appreciation to the Cavaliers for what they've been able to accomplish this year. And Fan Appreciation Day is always really cool. They give away shirts from the Cavs and jerseys and shoes and a lot of autographed items. I know the Cavs partner with businesses in the area to not only get Cavaliers items, but other things from the market. So I think it's going to be a fun day, and hopefully by then the Cavs will have clinched, and the fans will be able just to enjoy the game and enjoy the atmosphere before they get ready for hopefully a home game on either Saturday the 15th or Sunday the 16th to open up the playoffs.
Yeah, and they of course that Sunday is also the third game of the home stand for the Guardians that they open up there. So that area down at Progressive Field, that whole place, have a lot of folks down there just enjoying the atmosphere of some winning. Which is always fun here in Northeast Ohio. Again, the Cavaliers take on Orlando for two. What's the Magic going to bring tonight or Thursday? What do you see them, how they perform?
I'll tell you what, Bruce. People that think, oh, this is an easy mark tonight, you need to think again. This is a young Orlando team, and you look at their overall record, you say, well, they're 10 games below 500, but from December 1st on, right through their last game, they're over 500. They got off to a real bad start. They've got, in all likelihood, the rookie of the year in Paolo Banchero. They've got some outstanding young talent around him with the Wagner brothers. This is a team that's on the rise, and they've won five of their last six. So it's a ball club that the Cavaliers aren't necessarily going to come in here and just get an easy win tonight. They've got an outstanding young coach in Jamal Mosley. Orlando's a team in the Eastern Conference in the next few years. Keep an eye on this club. They're developing very, very well, much improved over last year, just through maturity. Their young players getting better, and then the addition of Banchero. So this won't be an easy one for the Cavs tonight.
Well, we look forward to the call for tonight as well as on Thursday, and then the final regular season against Charlotte coming up on Sunday. But, of course, the postseason is going to be upon us sooner than later. We look forward to a lot of exciting postseason calls from you, Tim. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Now, guys, I assume these will keep going with postseason basketball. The last couple of years, we've stopped once the regular season has ended, so I assume we'll keep chatting on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, keep winning, and we'll keep going. We'll bring you back, as they say.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm more than glad to do it, and I'm thrilled to do it if we're going into postseason basketball. All so right. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
All right, say hi to the mouse tonight or today when you're out there. See you later, Tim. Have a good day.
And the duck.
Very good. Right. Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball. Again, the Cavs in Orlando tonight and on Thursday, and then home to Charlotte on Sunday. It's brought to you on WEOL by Tuffy Auto Service Center here on AM 930.